Hello, this is your host, Theodore Henderson, and today's call to action is not to go it alone. Let's think of these old Western movies, or maybe even some more contemporary Western movies. You may have a hero like John Wayne or Clint Eastwood. They ride into town alone. They dispatch the bad guys, clean the town up, and ride out alone. It makes for great movie watching, great cinema, but it actually is not real life. In real life, we need to work together with others. We need to cooperate with one another to really and truly accomplish anything. We have to remember our life is a journey, and it's one that we don't have to take alone. But we do have to, as the Bible says, walk in confidence and in wisdom. And as I remind you, in my book, The Wisdom Compass, how important wisdom is to our everyday living. It is much better for us and much safer for us to work with smart, intelligent, like-minded people. We can be supportive of one another. And if they're smart and we're smart, we can share and utilize what we learn from one another to be better. Our Creator made us to be with one another. If we shun relationships, we become dysfunctional. Being alone and wanting to be alone without developing proper relationships with good people and like-minded people in some cases, and not so like-minded people in some cases, because you do need feedback that is not a rubber stamp in your life. It makes us dysfunctional because we're not getting the input of others. We're going against our biological and our spiritual programming. The most effective torture to break a man in prison or POW camp is to put them in solitary confinement. Yes, you can beat them and you can torture them, but you don't have to do that. Solitary confinement will eventually break their will. Being alone tortures us to the point where we're willing to do anything for human companionship and comfort. Matthew chapter 18 in the New Testament, verse 20 in the New International Version, quotes Christ as saying, "Can you put three people in it?" Jesus says, "For where two or three come together in my name, there I am with them." Everyone wants to be with other people. It's normal. It makes us functional. We do not have to be alone, and we were not meant to be alone. Enjoy others and be a better you.